every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, folks. Welcome to We'll See About That with the legend, the champion, the MVP, Ron Say. I am Mike Gary, and I'm joined by the complete brain trust. We got producer Corey Marino. We got Steve Barkinson. We're going to have a good time today. A lot to get to. We're going to keep it a little bit loose today. And first of all, it is raining cats and dogs here in Southern California. How are things at the old Say homestead?
We're getting nice and wet, soaking in really good. I'm so glad that I get to turn off my sprinklers for a while. Maybe months like it was here a couple of years ago. I mean, I think it was months that we had so much rain. It was so great. I loved it.
Every 5 to 10 years, we get just an amazing wet season. I remember 1994, which was probably, it rained all summer long. And so let's start with a little bit something interesting. LeBron James makes his 23rd season debut after battling sciatica problems in a win against the Jazz. He had 12 points, 12 assists. How do you guys think the King is going to do this season?
I don't know if he's going to play that much. Enough, I suppose, if they are fortunate to make it to the playoffs. But I'm kind of curious to see how well Luka Doncic passes the ball this year.
Yeah.
You know, just really kind of curious. Yeah, because he's got glue stuck to his hands. You know? I mean, it's very hard for him to – I don't know. Even on open passes, it seems like. You know, he likes to be in control of things. But, you know, I've always felt that when you have have to have this person in charge of so much, that it doesn't really help the team that great.
He definitely enjoys shooting the ball.
Yeah.
He does shoot, close to 50%. But even still, when you have somebody taking 36 to 39 shots, the other guys in the locker room look a little bit disfavor upon that. Kansas City Chiefs fall to 5-5, in danger of missing the playoffs. Corey, our NFL expert, what's going on with the Chiefs?
It was a great win by the Denver Broncos.
Our Denver Broncos.
Finally.
I like the Broncos.
Top of the AFC, 9-2. No one was giving him respect until that, but the AFC, it comes down to, me and my stats. It does come down to one stat this year. Last year, the Chiefs were 10-0 in one score games. This year, 0-5.
Maybe Patrick Mahomes is a little bit distracted by his influencer wife, Brittany Mahomes, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Getting kind of politically active.
Yeah, maybe Taylor Swift in that marriage. It's a lot of things going down in that locker room.
Indeed.
How about they're just getting old?
Okay. Well, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Patrick
good
coaching.
Steve's
good coaching.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 1-800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618, and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618 right now to schedule your vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now. This advertisement is paid for by Heritage for the Blind.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with amazing cheese? At HarmonyCheese.com, we craft the perfect bite. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, delivered straight to your door. Even On Point Live's own Vince Ferragamo is hooked on our Parmesan. And here's a treat for CRN Talk listeners. Get 10% off your order at HarmonyCheese.com with code CRNTALK. Go to HarmonyCheese.com. Use the code CRNTALK. HarmonyCheese.com.
They still call me the Penguin.
All right, we are back. We'll see about that. Ron Say, I'm Mike Gary. Got the fellas in the house today. And this came across the desk earlier today. Yogi Berra's rookie jersey and perfect game pants. They were found in a YMCA after 70 years. And they just sold at auction for $550K.
A wine facility?
A YMCA.
YMCA.
Yeah, they were found in the basement of the YMCA.
Oh my God!
Who might have discovered that?
Perhaps the janitor. Maybe, I don't, you never know. I hope they're awash. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Whoa, God. They. Well, I won't go there.
But my question to you, gentlemen, is if you know, is there a piece of sports memorabilia out there, not of your own, Mr. Champion MVP Ron Say, that you would just have to have if you ever had the means or the ability to pick it up?
I don't know. You know, we didn't kind of grow up in that time where, you know, we saved all our jerseys and stuff, you know, and shoes. I mean, these guys today, I mean, they keep absolutely everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and the way that the memorabilia is going, especially at Dodger Stadium, I mean, they're using, you know, they even have the scorecard. You know, that they put up there every night that somebody buys. And, you know, the bat, if somebody got a base hit from the night before or a broken bat or whatever. And, yeah, it's crazy. I would imagine that these guys would have a warehouse with their in-game gloves, bats, shoes, jerseys, T-shirts, whatever, and helmets and hats. Unbelievable amount of money that they could possibly buy.
I wasn't aware, and I just heard this recently on a competing podcast, is that anytime the ball, in a baseball,
yep,
hits the ground, they pull it out.
It's a remove.
And yeah. So how many? That's like 100, 200 balls a game?
Easy.
That's, you know, I would say they probably won't tell you that it's 100 or 250, but, you know, I would think that even in our time, we were probably using 100, 100 and a quarter.
I think they did mention during the 18-inning game that they were getting close. They were like 40. They were like 30 away. I think it was like 195 they brought, and they were at like 160.
Wow. They were running out.
So they were getting close to running out.
Yeah. I can tell you is that the balls that we used, I mean, sometimes they lasted an inning.
Yeah.
Okay. And they didn't look like brand new baseballs.
Does that benefit the hitter or the pitcher?
Oh, it's better for the hitter. Yeah, really? You get because the pitchers doctored balls up all the time back then. I mean, come on, they'd have pine tar on it, they'd have rosin on it, you know, they'd have a little nick here and there on it, you know, there would be bat marks on the ball, you know, if you hit it in the right place, the trademark or whatever. They get softer, so you know. They want those. I remember having a ball come around and I was throwing it back to Don Sutton. It always ended up in my hands before it went to the pitcher. And I went to throw it and it kind of stuck in my hand. You know. I looked over to the dugout and I was gonna throw the ball in the dugout and Sutton said, No, don't throw it away, give it to me. So I walked it in. because I wasn't sure. I'd probably throw it over his head or something.
Corey, other than John Elway's jockstrap from the Drive, what would it be?
I mean, that was a good one. It's probably recency bias, but I feel like I get a 2-for-1 with Yamamoto's game-worn jersey in 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
I like that would just be what he did in the end of the World Series. I'd probably do that.
Yeah.
Or the ball that Kobe and Shaq when Shaq the alley-oop when they did
for the 2001 against Portland.
Exactly, yeah. that one-handed dunk. That ball would be pretty cool.
I think that's in the Basketball Hall of Fame at this point. Mr. Steve.
Well, I go back to, I'd say, Kurt Gibson's home run, and I happened to be doing stuff with the Dodgers at that time. We were at that game, and I actually have the tickets still from that game, and go on eBay, and he signed it, and really? It was stamped and everything else. Those things go for a lot of money right now, so I still have that. I will not give
can
that
you
up.
Jot down your address for me. Yeah.
What were you doing for the Dodgers back then?
I'm not telling you. I did a lot for him. Trust me. Yes, a lot. A lot that someone else didn't want to do. I did it.
Yeah. I'm going to go off the beaten path. I'm going to go with I want Ted Williams's pistol that he carried in World War II and in the Korean War.
How about just Ted Williams? Isn't he still frozen?
Ted Williams' frozen head.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have the freezer space for that. sad news in my hometown of Pasadena, California, gentlemen. UCLA, the Bruins, are set to move their football games from the classic Rose Bowl to SoFi Stadium starting in 2026, ending a 40-year tradition. The litigation has to take place because I believe UCLA and the Rose Bowl have a deal going to 2028, but you know any contract can be broken. I see both sides of this. I see that you know we've seen empty stands at UCLA games at the Rose Bowl. I think that's more about the team than necessarily the venue. But SoFi is a very modern stadium. It's closer to campus. What do we think?
It's one half of the other, the way I see it. I feel bad for the Rose Bowl. I mean, you know, it can't be just a stadium that's used for, you know, the Rose Bowl, right? I mean, it's iconic. It's just like the Coliseum. I mean, I can't honestly imagine USC would trade places and go to SoFi over that, you know. I don't know what the financial arrangement is, but, I mean, the city of Pasadena – you know, probably financially does very well with all those home games.
They do, especially with teams that travel. I think also conference realignment has messed things up because when you had all these, you know, Pac-12 teams would come down and the hotels loved it, the restaurants loved it, the residents around the Rose Bowl did not like it. But I don't know. Have you ever, Corey, have you ever been to a game at the Rose Bowl before?
I went once. I was really young, so I didn't get like the whole, I got like the feel of the sound and like the atmosphere a little bit, but I think it's like you said, it's a good move on both sides, but it's if they played better, they would stay there probably, but it's just maybe new dig, new look, new you type thing.
Steve, is your butt still chafing from sitting in those concrete bench bleachers at the Rose Bowl?
It's a tough call. Okay, I can see UCLA's kind of wants to get closer to the campus. I wish they would have enough space to do a 35,000-40,000 seat stadium someplace on the UCLA campus, but they're not getting anybody out there. And the Rose Bowl is used for soccer, for concerts, and other things during the year. Granted, if a big team comes in, as you just stated, okay, they're going to get people out there. But if not, all right, you're looking at really a lot of empty stadium. And where's the money coming? Where's the money going? You know, does UCLA, what do they get out of it? And I think if they go to SoFi, you're going to have a lot of people being happy. Only thing is, they don't have before the game.
Tailgating?
Yeah. At SoFi, I don't think you can have tailgates. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Huh?
Yeah, you can. I've been to at least Ram games. I don't know. They haven't done college games, but I've been to Rams and Charger games.
So you've gotten drunk and vomited in the parking lot before?
I haven't vomited in a long time, but I definitely got drunk there.
Yeah,
but
I thought that was one thing that was a detriment, but if you're correct, correct. Yeah,
it's just arm and leg. I think it was like, if you want to park there, it was $150 to park.
I was just about to say, if you're a struggling UCLA student, I mean, can you afford to pay $150 for parking, plus the tickets are probably going to be more expensive?
Carpool.
There you go.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with you. You know, if you're winning, they're going to go wherever you're going to play.
Of course.
When they will come. And so I think, you know, that's probably what needs to have happen first. I'm sure if you have a competitive team, they will show up. And the Rose Bowl, you guys ever seen a concert at the Rose Bowl before?
No.
Have not.
No, but I would say that there's probably going to be more entertaining that possibility.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh, definitely.
But we'll see whether or not this works, because if UCLA doesn't win, are they going to go to SoFi?
Good question. Or okay. SoFi can even want them if they're
playing. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, look, I mean, it's like when they had the Field of Dreams. You know, remember that?
Yeah.
You build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Well, if you build a winning tradition, they're going to come. They're going to follow you wherever it is.
When I was about 12 years old, my sister snuck me into the Rose Bowl when the Rolling Stones were playing.
Oh, that's cool.
And Guns N' Roses opened for them. And it was a very formative time in my young life.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, we'll hope to see what happens with UCLA. We'll see about that, apparently, moving forward. If that's going to actually happen. All right, guys, stick around. You're listening to We'll See About That, the Ron Say Show. And also, I should mention, too, check out Melissa's Produce, you guys. Go to melissas.com and use promo code Ron Say. Just in time for Thanksgiving, maybe put out some nice fruits and other things for your guests on Thanksgiving. So stick around. Stay with us, folks.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hello, Ron Say.
All right, we are back doing things a little bit different this week. Once again, thank you so much to Melissa. Check out melissas.com. Also, Hank's Tires. Hank's Tires for all your auto needs. We really appreciate those sponsors. Please support them as they support this show. And some interesting things in the news. This one, O.J. Simpson's estate agrees to pay Ron Goldman's father nearly $58 million from that wrongful death settlement that was adjudicated all the way back in 1995. Seems a little bit weird.
It's a little weird. I read a little something about that the other day, and what I got out of it, bottom line, was there may not be any money in there to give up to the Golden family.
The well might be dry,
apparently.
And, you know, apparently the executive of the estate just a couple months ago says that Ron Goldman's family would not get a dime, but now apparently they've capitulated. I want to kind of go back in time. That was a crazy time.
It was bizarre.
I mean, Corey's a little bit too young for that, but I mean, that was, I remember that. I mean, that was the week, speaking of my aforementioned lovely sister, that was the week that Chase and the whole thing.
Yeah.
It happened the week of her high school graduation. Huh. And we were, the Chase happened while we were at her graduation.
Oh my God.
And so everybody's like listening on their transistor radios. Well, what do you recall about that time?
I remember that there was nothing else on TV.
Yeah.
No matter what channel you turned to, it was about the Chase. Oh my God! It's O.J. Simpson. What's going on here? The white, the white vehicle,
the Bronco,
the Bronco.
Yeah.
And Al Cowlings, and it's like, what? You know, I mean, what is going on here? They're chasing him down the freeway. What the hell happened? You know,
there's that famous press conference where the chief of police at the time, whose name I can't remember, says that the police are actively searching for O.J. Simpson. And then there was a gasp from the press.
Yeah.
No. It was a slow chase, if you recall. The slow, you know, he wasn't going anywhere. And it wasn't something that they were going 100 miles an hour down the 405, whatever it was. They were coming back. I think it was from the airport. And he eventually got to his home. But as you stated, Ron, every station, local at least, had that on. And I remember the trial. Everybody, no matter where we went, the TV was on for that trial. It was just the trial of the century, mm-hmm. as you recall.
Yeah. Did you guys ever cross paths with OJ?
Oh, yeah. I think the first time I met him was at a Baskin and Robbins in Studio City.
Yeah?
Yeah. My wife and I were out, and we decided to stop in there and get some ice cream, and OJ popped in. And so, you know, we sat and talked for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, And then there was another time when we were in Cabo San Lucas in the early 80s, month of February, before spring training started. And our families went down there a couple times. And my attorney, Steve Schneider, you guys know, and my good friend Felix Hark, they played doubles tennis with Al and OJ. And they had a relationship of playing for a couple times down there. So, but and of course, you know, the whole family was down there. So, you know, we were constantly running into each other the whole time. But yeah, it was a very bizarre set of circumstances.
Yeah, one of those
the gloves don't fit.
Yeah, that the trial
and
was
then
crazy.
You must have quit.
The trial was, you know, I mean, I really recommend people watch the ESPN Netflix documentary, multi-part documentary they did about that whole thing, O.J. Made in America. It's absolutely masterful. And, it was just a crazy time because you had the chase itself.
Yeah.
And then you had, you know, about a year later, the trial. And so they kind of came right on top of each other.
Well, you know, I mean, even going back, you know, to that, I mean, this is going to be debated by a lot more involved people than I would be, but when the DNA came out, I mean it's like there's maybe one other person in the world that might have this, and are they going to be? They don't even know it. Are they going to be in the same place at the same time? I mean, unknowingly?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
DNA was like brand new.
Relatively new.
With that trial and everything else, that was kind of the first time everybody kind of found out what DNA was, you know. So I think
DNA came out.
Yeah, well, I mean, they used it at that, you know, at that trial, did they?
Yeah. It was still a relative. I mean, the technology was still around, but I mean, this is, I think, the first time that the public at large.
Yes. Yeah.
Corey, as someone that, you know, kind of missed this because you know you're like 16 years old. We've seen since then plenty of high profile athletes do terrible, terrible things.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, is there any sort of comment you want to throw in here about, you know, how's that shaped your view as a sports fan?
No, not really. I think it's just athletes are just like any other any person, but they just get a little bit more money and a little bit more camera time on themselves. So there's good people and there are bad people. And I never really liked all the, like, Barkley said, he was like, I didn't ask to be a role model. Like, if you're just good at a sport, you now have to be a better person because people look up to you. And I never really, as a kid, I never looked up to my sports idols as idols of what I want to be as a person. I'd be like, oh, they're really good at that sport I like, and I would want to do that like them. But I was never like, oh, I live near John Elway. I'm going to go to the same school. I'm going to go into his beliefs, and I'm going to – you have to forge your own path, but like you can watch them and be amazed at what they can do with their athleticism. But I don't know about their ideals, like what gives them the right to say what they need.
Yeah, I mean, I get your point, and I see where you're coming from. But I think Ron's best equipped to answer this question. I mean, isn't that part where the money's from? I mean, if you're a professional athlete, you're getting paid a lot of money. You're getting paid, you know, a pretty good amount of
goes
cash.
Goes with the territory.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you kind of have to comport yourself in a way that, you know, not necessarily be a role model, but, you don't want to be a double murderer.
Yes, so, no, yeah.
I mean, it kind of falls on, you know, where you are as a player. You know, I hate to admit it, but, you know, you have your stars on the team. They're going to speak for the team. They're going to be in the news more. They're going to be interviewed a lot more. You're representing the team. You're representing yourself. You're representing your family. You're representing your fan base. They want to see a qualified person go up there and talk, you know, intelligently about things. You know, they want them to be representative. And I think it's very important. You know, I mean, you know, we pick on Bill Belichick a lot.
We sure do.
Okay, and rightfully so, I believe, because he's a horrible interview. That's the truth, you know. I mean, he just doesn't like being in that situation, and yet he's asked to do it. And yet he still does it the same way. And it's, you know, I would rather not listen to anything that he has to say. You can tell when people are representative. When you have a person that is the best player on your team and he has to step it up, this is what is demanded from you. You know, you are the best player on your team. You're the star of your team. Everybody knows who you are, and you have to carry that flag. You have to do a good job out there. And you know, I mean, look, there's a lot of guys that don't like to. When the Dodgers had, you know, Mike Piazza, okay, Mike didn't want to carry that flag. You know, he did not. He wanted to collect his paycheck and go home.
Yeah.
Bill Russell, who was the manager at part of that time, you know, didn't have a real leader representative. And, you know, it was very difficult for him to, you know, get them to buy into that.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, I see this from both sides, from Corey's side and from other perspectives as well, because I think a lot of people out there wrongly think like, oh, these people have been these professional athletes. They've been, you know, given the golden keys to the crapper, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you don't really realize how much hard work goes into the fact that, you know, you became a professional athlete because of talent and a lot of hard work.
Yeah. Well, I will be the first one to say this. When I look at some of these athletes, like Corey was mentioning, you know, I say, man, I totally respect, you know, what he's done in the sport. There's, you know, you have to be able to identify that. But as far as the person that the person is, not my favorite person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Sometimes bad people just get famous.
They do.
It's what it is. Like, yeah. If there's
looking
gonna be
at
bad...
you, Mr. in the White House.
Whoa.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I said it.
Yeah.
Send your comments to mhorn@syriantalk.com. All right, let's move on. Taylor Swift, T-Sizzle, net worth surges to $2.1 billion following her record-breaking album launch. She actually had like 15 different news, like, oh, get the Taylor version, get the acoustic version, all that. Is that too much money for one person to have?
Well, I'm a Swiftie. Okay. And one of the reasons why I am a Swiftie is because of what she did when she made this grand tour, the Era Tour.
Yeah.
She paid for all of the food banks in every city that she toured. Okay. Kudos, Miss Swift. Okay. I would like to see some of that rub off. Possibly in the direction of Elon Musk, you know.
Oh, good luck with that.
Jeff Bezos.
Not so much.
Really? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
This guy's got enough money to probably give away half of it to needy areas.
He did have to give away half of it.
Now, wait, are you?
Well, he's also got a lot of tax deductions, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're talking about Bezos.
I was talking about Bezos.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then she gave it to a lot of charities.
$700 million a year she's given away.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Mackenzie.
And kudos to her, too. Yeah, I thank you so much.
Sometimes bad people get famous.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just think that, you know, if there was a role model that has all this stardom and she's able to do that, man, that's cool.
You swayed my viewpoint on that, Ron. Thank you for saying that, because my last Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving moving forward, one of my cousins says that Taylor Swift's a better lyricist than Bob Dylan and the Beatles put together.
Okay.
I had a hard time swallowing that. That was maybe a bridge too far, but good for her. I mean, you know, she's a talented singer and songwriter, and she seems like she
has a younger audience.
She does have a younger audience. Okay, and I do think she's a great role model for young girls.
Well, you know, I'm just happy that she's got a good head on our shoulders.
All right, stick around, you guys. We're going to try not to get fired the next segment. Stay with us.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting. All right, we are back. You're listening to We'll See About That. Thank you so much. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on the terrestrial radio station or on Spotify or Apple, if you are so, please give us a like, subscribe, and review. We really appreciate that. Helps us grow the show. All right, fellas. It's Thanksgiving time.
It's coming up soon.
Thanksgiving is in the coming week, and it's always kind of a great time to get together with family and, you know, fight with your crazy Trump-loving uncle and all that, and, you know, enjoy the food, the fair, you know, watch a little bit of football. And so I have a couple questions I want to ask you guys. Yeah. First, most importantly.
Fire away.
Corey already knows. He's giving me that look. Mac and cheese, appropriate Thanksgiving side dish or not? Ron?
I'm easy. if it's, you know, if it's something the kids want, yeah.
Yeah.
Throw it in there.
All
yeah.
Right. Corey.
You know me, I love mac and cheese.
Well, that's got to be one of your favorite dishes, right?
It's a great one. Yes. There's so many ways it can be prepared and so many great ways. It's fantastic.
Steve?
Yeah. Well, again, why not? You know,
especially I'll tell you why not, Steve.
No, you won't tell me why not, because it is what it is. If you want to serve pizza, then serve pizza.
Now you're talking. It's too much starch, folks. You got your potatoes, you got your stuffing, you got your rolls. It's just not another starch is not needed on the table every.
But you didn't say needed.
But then put it at the kids' table, not the adults' table.
Kids menu. Yeah.
All right. Number two, what time do you and your family traditionally sit down to eat your Thanksgiving meal?
Well, it's earlier than normal, I think.
God bless you, Ron.
And I think it's probably, you know, around 5 o'clock, maybe.
Okay.
Depending on the mood, you know, and who's, look, it could be 4 o'clock, but I think it's five. But you see, the reason why it's earlier is because everybody wants leftovers in about 3 hours, right? You know, so that's always good. Always good.
Corey?
Yeah, mine, it ranges depending as people are getting older, families are getting bigger, takes longer to get there. So anywhere from 3 to like 4:30.
Steve?
Ours is around 4, but going back to, you know, what you said, leftovers, when you're carving the turkey.
Oh, you carve the turkey?
Yeah, I do. I've done it. Tradition.
Electric knife or regular knife?
My dad used to do it.
Then is that the only meal that you participate in?
No. But no.
All right, so you carve the turkey.
At times, I do. But
I thought
then
you just said you carve the turkey.
I do.
You said at times.
Electric knife or a regular knife?
Oh, no. Have to be electric knife. My God. You know, you strain yourself.
That's true. You got to keep those wrists in shape.
But you have to have, you know, your nibble here and nibble there. Yeah, and then by the time you sit down, you're already full. Yeah, but you eat anyway.
Yeah, well, okay? you're teasing on the topic. For me, I've always been – we do it at regular dinner time. And I've always been so jealous of people in my life who do it like 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do it like at 2 p.m. You're on the couch in a food coma watching football for a couple hours. And then maybe like 8:30
is guaranteed
prime leftover time.
Yeah.
Prime leftover time.
Would you have it the next day too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We have people coming over on Friday as well. Yeah. Whole family. We actually have family coming in from Florida.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, do you have green bean casserole?
Yeah, green bean casserole.
We do green, not a casserole. We do green beans.
Gravy, mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Gravy, mashed potatoes, stuffing. All right. Second.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, we're right in my wheelhouse right now. appetizers. Do you have appetizers before your Thanksgiving meal?
I think we do, but I don't really like to do a whole lot of that. This is the meal.
Yeah.
This is the meal.
See, that's why Ron's a professional athlete. He's got a game
why?
Plan. He's got a game plan. You stick to the game plan. What? Corey, do you have appetizers?
Yeah, so my my family, they like, they're a bunch of TikTok people, so they do the charcuterie board. So I'll dabble yes. with a cheese and a cracker, and then
yes.
I'll have like two deviled eggs.
Ooh. Steve, appetizers?
Yeah, no, yeah, we have the charcuterie plate or platter, whatever it is. Uh-huh. They put it all together. And I think somebody's making a corn casserole, but that oh, might be for, good. Yeah, that might be for the dinner as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got whatever all the ladies, the mothers, and you know the wives want to put into that, it's so much food. It's
apple
ridiculous.
Pie, pumpkin pie, oh,
of question. Course, and
pumpkin pie. Really, like even like
outside. I love pumpkin pie. Okay, I'm right. one of the only ones that wants to have the pumpkin pie.
And your pie easy. Of choice,
banana cream.
Banana cream. Yeah. I like that.
Banana cream. Also, I have a relative that does a pumpkin cheesecake that brings a pumpkin.
Ooh,
cheesecake.
So that's really
yeah,
good
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah, that, yeah, yeah, yeah. My sister used to make those. Yeah, those are outstanding.
I think
yeah.
appetizers are poor planning because one of the reasons that I hate doing it, you know, at regular dinner time is that you have been psyching yourself up all day fasting for this meal, and you get there and you start loading up the deviled eggs and the egg rolls, and you're full by the time the bird comes out. All
well,
right,
can
how
I
many
ask
how many days in advance do you start? Fasting.
I start doing my like. I start doing my pelvic exercises and like crunches. Maybe like
a couple days,
three
in
or
advance?
4 days in advance.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Maybe fast for 24 yeah. hours. I'd like to cleanse everything out.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, yeah. it's just
as you get older, you'll stop doing that.
Well, you know, evacuation is the key to sound health, fellas. Favorite of all, like the one dish that you look forward to the most Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, I'm a potato guy. You know, I've always been a potato guy. It doesn't matter what kind of potatoes they are. I love potatoes. But mashed potatoes and gravy mixed in with all the other stuff, man.
Okay. So, all right. This leads me to my next. Well, okay, Corey.
Yeah, so I'm a potato guy as well. But we usually have like a regular mashed potato with gravy. And then my cousins make this like cheesy scallop. Like,
like those too.
And then a twice-baked potato. You can't go wrong with those as well. So.
Turkey. Less carbs.
Okay, for me it's the stuffing with gravy on top. And this will probably wrap up our Thanksgiving discussion. Last question for the panel here for the Brain Trust. Do you guys load your plate up and kind of mix everything together, or you keep it separate?
I try to eat in parts. You know, I don't want to get everything on my plate, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I mean, I got my, you know, like my, you know, my starter. And then my main thing.
Course one, course two, course three.
Yeah, kind of like that, you know. And then, you know, it's like, you know, I'll go back and get a little of this and a little of that, you know, just kind of finish it off. And then take the break, you know, take the break.
Gotta take a break. Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of, you know, go back and start wondering when I'm going to go back for my next. Probably a few hours after that or so. But, yeah, I think it's a great time. It's a good family deal. You know, it really is. It's a quiet day. You know, there's some football on, you know, to kind of break up things. Kids are running around. You know, it's just a really fun day for me.
Yeah, I kind of eat it like a Venn diagram. So like I don't mash it up and eat them all, but like certain foods will touch. So
yeah,
the turkey will be touching the mashed potatoes with gravy, so I have gravy and turkey. So like each one will have cranberry sauce with the potatoes, like next to it, a little sweet potato, like sweet on the potatoes.
You put cranberry on potatoes?
No, I put it next to it. Okay. So like you get all like right. one bite of each thing that uh-huh. like crosses over, but never like I'm not like mashing it together.
Yeah.
Oh no, you don't mash it together. No, I like to put it together. I'll have a stuffing. I'll have the turkey and the gravy. And I'll have a little bit of the potatoes. But it fits because we have large plates. So, you know, you can put it all on one.
What do you mean large plates? Yeah, what like kind of other plate do you have? Yeah, a small
you
plate?
You could have
this. Trash can lid?
You could have a 10-inch. You could have a 12-inch.
Oh,
you
could my
have a
God.
16-inch.
What do you want, you a know, saucer?
Yes. Can eat hey, listen.
Turkey with saucer plate?
You know, no, man. You know, you can... You can generally,
you're having a tough time
and then you wait,
here.
And then when I see nothing else on the plate, I'll wait a few minutes, and then I'll say, well, you know, I didn't have the green beans, so I'll go back and do that.
Or, all right, so your liquid of choice here. I mean, do you guys have champagne? Do you have wine? Do you have beer? Do you have
everything?
Tea? Do you have
it's whatever? All there. That's all there.
We'll have wine, and usually because, you know, people who may be familiar with CRN Digital Talk, we have a, you know, kind of a big wine profile. And so thanks to Jennifer Horn and Mike Horn's largesse, they usually give me some very nice bottles of wine. And what really bothers me.
So red and white?
Red and white. So I'll bring over usually a Pinot and a Chardonnay, and I'll bring them over and I'm like, I brought wine. And then the person who I'm not mentioning no names here, they will take that wine and just kind of put it aside and not serve it.
Oh, really?
What?
And that bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's a faux pas, right?
That's when you open.
Yeah.
Well, then you get to a point that then don't do it again.
Yeah.
You grab that glass and you'd be like, so where's that wine? And then you open it and you're like, oh, anybody else want some?
You know, it's all out on the table with us. And then, of course, there's all the liquor that anybody wants.
This also leads to the speaking of the next day, a problem that I think some people have that can relate to. I really like turkey sandwiches. The person that prepares the turkey really likes turkey soup. And so they'll usually take the carcass afterwards and make a turkey soup with it, and there's not enough meat necessarily to make any sandwiches. Who's in the wrong here?
Is that a broth?
You need to talk to the chef.
I think so. Yeah. Register a complaint.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can use half of this for that and half of this for the soup. You know, I mean, you gotta make people happy, right?
Yeah.
I've never had turkey soup.
I mean, you've never had turkey soup?
No, I haven't either.
Really?
Never heard of it.
No.
You've never put the carcass into the pot?
No.
Philistines.
Wow. No, my dad loved sandwiches too much to do that.
Yeah. There was enough for sandwiches all the time.
Dark meat or white meat?
You know, I'm a little of both. You know, I like the mix. And you know, a lot of times the other people like the white meat, so I'm the one who makes the sacrifice.
That's a tough sacrifice.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
You're
but I mean, I get my share of it, but I know that I might be one of the few that, you know, is going to go for that first, and it's only because I want them to make sure that they get what they want.
Sacrifices that one makes for one family. I mean, it's just absolutely, they should build a statue of you, Ron, not only for your career, but also for that
sacrifice.
Snowman, baby.
Snowman.
I didn't even know it was a sacrifice. I like the dark meat better.
Dark meat's better.
Well, it's
juicier. It's objectively better.
Yeah, a little bit more moist than the white meat.
And let me just tell you something, Corey. When you have a family, you know, you have kids.
Oh, kids like the white
whatever.
Meat.
Whatever. Well, I'm just saying, you start to understand that it's not about you anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you start changing your thought, train of thought, and you say, they're not going to eat that, so I'm going to eat it.
I got a question for all of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the wings, and then you have
the wings too.
Drumstick.
Turkey legs.
Yeah.
Do you guys eat those, or do you kind of just look at them and let it go? And
no, don't. Do you carve yours?
Yes, we do. If I'm
asked, big turkey leg.
You carve that. Yeah. Well, I take it off. But then if somebody says to me, no, leave it like it is, then we serve it whole.
I usually carve one and leave the other one full.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
You got your choice.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
There you go.
But yeah, I when I buy fruit, I always have to cut it up because they're not going to do it if I don't cut them up, right? So if you say, hey, there's a melon over there, well, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to dissect the thing. They're not going to cut it open and take the seeds out and slice them up. So the only way they're going to eat it is if I cut it up.
Okay. That's
so
good.
That's how it works.
You can have Melissa's have a fruit basket come to your house, you know?
I'd have to cut
Melissa's.com, use promo code RONSAY. I think if the leg is offered to me, I'll take it, but I think it's a little bit presumptuous if you just automatically pick the leg. That's my take.
Well, that's a big leg, too.
Yeah,
man.
That is.
You know, that's a lot to eat. That's consumption.
It sure is. Stick around, you guys. We're back, right back to wrap things up. Stay with us.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
All right, we are back wrapping things up. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Make sure to follow Ron on Facebook, Ron Say on Facebook, also on Instagram, The Real Ron Say. Check out the fantastic website, all archives of the podcast, guest list, so on and so forth. TheRonSayShow.com, also available for special requests on Cameo. For a good Christmas gift, folks. All right, so wrapping things up. So after you guys have, you know, you've consumed, you've been just like completely food drunk, you're comatose on the couch, great time to watch some maybe some Netflix, some HBO Max or anything like that. Anything are watching right now that you want to hype to the audience?
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You start it off because we watched that one show here not too long ago. You're going to have to remind me of the name of that.
Well, Death by Lightning is the one that I've been watching, which is on Netflix. It's a kind of an historical comedy / drama about this, the hilarious topic of the assassination of President James Garfield.
I heard that was absolutely awesome.
It is
really
good.
It's on our list.
Yeah, it's really good. Nick Offerman's in it, and he's exceptional in it. And it's like, you know, set in the 1870s, 1880s, so there's a lot of great beard content. So I like that. I also watched a great movie the other night. I believe Corey watched it as well. One Battle After Another, Paul Thomas Anderson's most recent movie. Very good.
Yeah, it was actually his highest grossing in the box office.
Wait. Is that the one that was out and now it's on?
Yeah, just
came with Leo.
We walked out.
You did? Oh. Really? Too long?
Oh, boy.
It is 2 hours and 40 minutes.
It is. For some unknown reason, I forgot what we were watching previously on TV, and then we went to see this movie, and it's like we really weren't into it. Okay. And after the first 15 minutes or so, we said, what the hell are we watching? And my wife turned to me, and I turned to her, and she said, let's get the hell out of here. Well, so we left. Right. And then the thing goes, number one, as you said, in the box office. It's going to be up for Academy Award and everything else.
Yeah, pretty much a shoo-in for Best Picture.
So I think I will see it again on TV.
Okay.
See what the whole thing is about.
It is long, I will say that. And but it is pretty good.
Landman is back.
Oh, yeah.
And also Tulsa King.
Tulsa King.
However, I have a problem.
Okay.
Paramount.
Paramount Plus?
You don't get it?
Paramount. No, we boycotted Paramount.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
I guess you're not going to watch it.
I guess not. But that movie that we watched that was about the bomb.
Oh,
yes.
The Catherine Bigelow movie about, The House of Danger or something like that. Exceptional.
Yes, it was. Movie. And put yourself in that place. You got to watch this. This is diabolic, really. It's like, you just have to go watch it.
It's suspenseful all the way. Edge of the seat, folks. Edge of the folks. All right. Great. Thanks to the Ron Say, the champion, the MVP. Thanks to the Brain Trust. And we'll see you guys next time.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.